Zog de Mishnah, daf pei vovom et aleph. Shtei chaburas shoye oichlen bevayis echod. Two chaburas that are eating in one home. We're talking about they're eating one korban pesach that was shechted by two chaburas. There's going to be a machlekes, we'll see in the Gemara, and the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Could you have one korban pesach be split into two chaburas? Or no? Every animal has to be for that chabura. Large chabura, small chabura. But the point is, you can't have two chaburas and one korban pesach. So zok the Mishnah. Shtei chaburas shoye oichlen bevayis echod. If two chaburas that are eating from one korban pesach, shechted in one korban pesach, in one bayis, elu hoifchen es b'neim, heilach ve'oichlen, elu hoifchen es b'neim, heilach ve'oichlen. Each one, not just could, but really should, turn their heads around and face another direction, because they're two different chaburas. V'amechem be'emtza. Emechem was the hot water. The purpose of the hot water was, is because Amol was a mezigas hakois. When they had wine, they used hot water to be moizik and dilute the water. So the shamash used to come to the mechem and serve them from the hot water in the middle. But this hot water, mechem be'emtza, is like a mechitza between them. Now they're truly in one home, but at the end of the day, they're two different. They can't partake from one another, because they can't sit in each other's places, because then they're going to a different kabura. So they make a mistake be'emtza. Shamish oimid limzoik. Now the shamish, let's say, also has to eat. We're talking about a frum person, a yid. So this shamish is, let's say, part of kabura on the right, kabura A. Somebody's also serving kabura B, the hot water, to be moizik the kois. So kshashamish oimed limzoig, when he sits to be moizik, koifetz es piv. He has to close his mouth. That means keep your mouth closed, so you shouldn't be choshedim that he's taking a bite and also eating from the other chabura sitting on the other side. That's how the pashas is. He closes his mouth, it shouldn't be choshedim. The Rambam says he has food in his mouth and he's still eating basar from the chabura on the right. So close your mouth, meaning don't swallow. Don't swallow the meat on the other side of the room when you're serving them, because then you're going to the other chabura. That's what Rambam learns. Umachzir es ponov, achem gia itz chabura. And he's machzir es ponov. He keeps his head the other direction to the chabura that he's part of. Achem gia itz chabura. So Mela, he has to keep on turning towards the direction that he's part of, serving them in that strange way, so they shouldn't be choshedim, or he shouldn't actually, like the Rambam says, be boilea with that which is in his mouth. Zok the Mishnah, a kala is an exception to the rule. A kala, even part of the chabura that she's in, she's allowed to turn her head from the other participants, because it's not tznius for her to be eating in front of other people, other men. They're looking at her, she's eating, she's swallowing, she's chewing. Rav Moshe, as a matter of fact, in his Tshuvas, brings this as one of the rayas that if you have, with chabura means a lot of men, not just one, a lot of men, a lot of people. There's no din of a mechitza be'etzim unless it's a dovah shebekdusha. And he has a whole Tshuva on mechitzas, but the point is, here we see that we're together. It's a question of hafeches paneo because of tznius for a kala. Zok de gemoga, masisi mani gab Yehudi. Like we said, there's a shita zabiuda that's going to say, lafuki Reb Shimon, that you're allowed to have one korban pesach being split for two chaburas. Zok de gemoga, masisi mani gab Yehudi. The Tanya, it says in the pasuk as follows. The beginning of the pasuk is, v'lochum in adam, they took in, by Mitzrayim, they took the dam, v'nosnu ala shtei ha-mezuzos, they put it on the two doorposts, v'ala mashkef, v'ala batim, alabotim asher yoichloitzu behem. So it says in the end of the pasuk, alabatim, on those homes asher yoichloitzu behem, that they are going to eat it in. Now, the pasuk is a little cryptic because yoichlu is plural, two people, at least two. Oisoy is singular, one korban pesach. Batim is again two. So how do we understand one korban pesach being used for two batim, for a plural, for two batim? So we see one korban pesach can be used by two different chaburas. Titania Alabata Mashiach Lizabahem Melamed Shapetzach Necha B'Shtei Chaburois. Yochel, you might think, Yehei Ha'oichel Oichel B'Shtei Mekoymes, maybe you can take it to the extreme that even one person can eat his Korban Pesach in two different homes, two different Chaburois, and he can partake and go and take his food to another one. Afuke, what we're saying in our Mishnah Be'edya, our Mishnah says Be'edya, not like that. The Shamash even has to keep his head turned around. They're behoifkin peneim. So maybe, just like it says in the Pasuk, one Pesach can be used by two Chaburas. Maybe one person can go to and be in the other Chabura too, with his food. Zakim al-Yachol, you might think, yeah, oichel, oichel, b'shtei mekoymes, tamad loymar, bebayis echod ye'ochel. Bebayis echad ye ochel, meaning that now he's going to learn that it's yesh aim lemesoris. We'll have a machlokes now. Yesh aim lemikra, aim lemesoris. Aim lemikra means the way you read it as ye ochel, but the mesoris, the way it's written, it's chaser, it's yoichal. So Talmud loymar bebayis echad, not ye ochel, but yoichal, meaning yoichal, meaning that this person has to eat it bebayis echad. He can't go into the other home. Mikan omru, and that's why it's negated to the shamish. Hashamish ochal kezayis b'tzadatanu, and their medayik from this Raj, from this Gemara, dafka kezayis. It's only called the ma'isa achila when you partook of a kezayis. So hashamish ochal kezayis b'tzadatanu. If he started eating b'tzadatanu, not together with the rest of the chabura that he's serving. There's only one chabura he's serving, but he can't now join them for the rest of the meal. He can't be b'makamacha. So, if he's smart, don't just take one bite by the tanur and then be starving the rest of the meal. Ipikachu, the malik kesem imenu. Have a lot more. So like this, you won't be hungry when you serve them. If they want to do him a favor, and he only ate a kezayis down there, he didn't eat a whole meal yet, and now he's serving them, so it's going to be very hard for him to, not to be able to restrain himself. So be nice. If they didn't start yet, so that they can join him. Obviously, they didn't start eating there yet, so they can join him. So they'll be in one place. Lagabi, because you're not allowed to be in two places. So he can't go to them and eat. So let them be. If they're nice, let them now join him and eat the Pesach by him. Zok the Gemara, Reb Shimon Oimel, Alabat Mashi Yochel Oisa Behem. It says this. Conflicting, contradictory words. Loshen Ram, Loshen Yochit. Alabat Mashayochalu Oisoi. Oisoi singular. Bohem. Melamed Sha Oichel Oichel Bishtame Karmais. So, Reb Shimon, first of all, we'll see soon, he's learned Aim Lemikha. Ashe Ye Ochel. Meaning that the Korban Pesach cannot be split into two Chaburas. Now, what about the person going to the other side? Reb Shimon Oimer, Alabatim. Ashe yoichlu oisa behem melamed she oichel oichel b'shtei mekoymes, meaning, and Dr. Ashe in the last line melamed she oichel oichel b'shtei mekoymes ve'yoichelu dechsev b'kro akol chad v'chad me'oichin koi. That means he can go b'shtei mekoymes. Dr. Gemara yochel, you might think yeh necha b'shtei chaburas, so maybe one korban pesach could be split now into two chaburas like Rabbi Yehuda said. Zog Rashi Yochel, the top Rashi Yochel, Yikoy Shal Pesach Necha B'Shtei Chaburas. Maybe the Korban Pesach can be split in two Chaburas. Talmud Loimah, no. Bebayis Echod, and he doesn't dash in Yesh Eim LeMesoyres, but Yesh Eim LeMikra. Talmud Loimah, Bebayis Echod, Ye Ochel. It's going on the Korban. The Korban has to be Bebayis Echod, Ye Ochel. The Korban has to be eaten by one, meaning by one Chabura. So Mela, that's the Yesoyd in Eim LeMikra, that Ye Ochel is going on the Pesach itself, on the Korban. Not in the person.
What about two separate rooms?
Two separate rooms, you could go. That's the beginning of his drasha. Melamed she'oichel oichel b'shtei mekoymes. He's allowed to go to the other room. But lechol, but the Pesach itself cannot be split into two chaburas. So that means the lomdus is, do you look at bebayis echad ye'ochel on the person, or do you look at bebayis ye'ochel on the carbon? According to Reb Shimon, it's going on the carbon. Ye'ochel bebayis ochel. The carbon can only be split for one chabura. You can't have two chaburas, one carbon Pesach. Figure it out how to finish it. But if you have a small chabura, you can't have another one join you. It's going on the carbon. According to Reb Yehuda, yesh aim lemesoris yoichal, it's going on the person. But the carbon could, yes, be split into two. Zok Gemara explains this. But my commitment, what's he saying in Machlokes? Chabudis over Yesh Emle Mesiris. You go after the Mesiris, meaning Yoichal, not Yeochel. Reb Shimon Sofer, Yesh Emle Mikra, it's going on the carbon itself. Zokti Gomorrah, the following Nafkami. Now, first of all, Tosis points out in this Dibba Masa on the top, right in the middle, if we're saying now that according to Reb Shimon, that you're allowed to go to another Chabura, what happened to the whole lab of Hoitzo? We said there's an Issa Loisoitzi. So Tosis, V'hodom Le'el, Hamoitzi Psa Pesach, Mechabur L'chabur, Arei B'loisa say, Osi Afilam and Omer Pesach Nechab B'shtei Chaburas. That's not a stira. Why? The Acha Shenechlak, V'lokhu Kol Chabur Chelko, then Osi L'hoitzi Chelik Chabur Zul L'chabur Acheres. Meaning, before you already split up, then you're allowed to go Mechabur L'chabur. The boss of Pesach. But after you started eating and you took every your chelik, then you can't go part of the chabura to another chabura. Minuya navada is before, but the etzim chaluka is what you get now, and then you can't split once you get your chelik. If you have two chaburas sitting in one home, and the mechitza went up, nifrasa means it went up. Poygas mechitza benayin. So the divra im pesach necha b'shtei chaburas. According to an adomer, it says the pesach is necha b'shtei chaburas. So oichlin, you continue eating because it's allowed to be eaten between chaburas. The mechitza is very good, excellent. The divra im pesach necha b'shtei chaburas ain't oichlin. This till now it was one, but now that the mechitza went up, it made it into chaburas. So mela, it's a problem. Leman the omer, it says that it's not allowed to be necha b'shtei chaburas. They can't finish. According to another adomer, they can finish eating. Zok the gemara, likewise. If they were sitting and the mechitza between them was removed, so the divga oimer oichel oichel b'shtei mekoymes. Come to my adam, it says that when you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to eat in two different places. So oichlin, because now that the mechitza is removed, I'm like in a different place. Till now my ear space was X amount, and now my ear space became bigger because the nistalka mechitza. So it's like a new mokum, but you're allowed to go to a new mokum. The divga oimer oichel b'shtei mekoymes oichlin. So you're allowed to continue eating. The devil ayman oichel oichel b'shtei mekoymes ain oichlin. It becomes like a new makom. Ain't not allowed to continue eating. Now Rashi points out when the mechitza went up, that's not called a new makom because I have what I saw until now. I see now also. Look, Rashi, the end of the Dibur Masach of a Nifrasa. Va'avagav the man the isle pesach necha b'shtei chaburos oiseladim necha b'shtei mekoymes hochel nasel l'chol chabur chabur mekoym k'makom acher shere ena roya avish l'road achshav. What I see now, I saw before also. When the mechitza goes down, my view was a certain amount, and now it got bigger. So it's a new makom. But if a mechitza went up, what I see now, I saw before also. So that's not called a new makom. Zok the Gemara Yosef, Rav Kahana, koposhet le'mifshet. He said as follows. He was poshet as follows. Meaning, he said this is a mishmua as follows. Om le'gavashet Rav Kahana. Make creates two chaburas. And the removal makes it like a new makom. It's not a question. But let me stop. It should be a question. It really should be posed as a query. Silug mechitza v'asiz mechitza. Miav kabeis mekoymes kabeis chaburas domi aloi. Is it create two places or does it make it into one? Teiku. That should be Taka's question. The more blabs the teiku. Zok the more vayta kala fechses panel kala can turn around her face. Zok taisis right away. The chiddush is the loy chashvina k'shtei mekoymes. Even though she turned her face, that doesn't make it another mokum. Even though she ate mitzah suda beloy afichas part of the suda she ate without turning her head, that's not called two mekoymes. Inami kabashon the chayev es lapich fornel kedama begmor kala tanan yemechuyev tu asnius. Zok mo my time om rabchi barabom rabbi yechonam bnei shi bui boisha because she's embarrassed. Ravuna beirav nosen ikle beirav nochem by Yitzchok omrle mashmecho. Ravuna berei the rav nosen came to the house of Anachem by Yitzchok. They asked him mashimcho, what's your name? Omaluhu Ravuna. He said about himself Ravuna. Omru, so they said neisim arapuyo. Come sit down on this important recliner. And that was a chosh of a place to sit. Yosef, he sat down. He accepted the offer right away. Yovel like kasa, they brought him a cup to drink. Kable b'chad zimna, he accepted it right away. He didn't refuse first that they had to ask him a second time. V'shasi b'tre zimna, and he drank it in two sips. He didn't drink it in one gulp, not in three gulps, in two sips. V'lo yahadar ape, and he didn't turn around his face maybe because of tzniyus, not to drink in front of them. So now they asked him on this, all this ma'aser rab that took place. Omalei, they told him, first of all, my time echisa l'cha, Rav Huna. Why do you call yourself Rav Huna? You should have said your name is Huna. Omar Luhu, Baal Hashem Ani. Not the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Hashem Ani means, that is my name. That's how I'm called. I was born, they called me, when I was a kid, they called me Rav Huna. Not because of Cheshivas, because that's my name. Rav Huna. My time, ki omel chonesev apuriyo yisafta. Why did you accept this honorable recliner right away on the first offer? Omelu, kol mashem elcho balabaisa. Say, whatever balabaisa says to do, you do. You told me to sit, I sit. Why should I refuse? Now there's a gears of a chutz mitzei. Others take it out. And some of Farshim explain, the chutz mitzei, you have to listen to the balabaisa except for leave. Because that was only a takona that was enacted after the mice of Kamsa by Kamsa. After the whole mice and gittin of Kamsa by Kamsa, the chum beis hamikdosh. So then they said, chutz mitzei, because they told him to leave the suda. But that's not the etzem din of kol mashem elcho balabaisa say. Now, my timer, ki yavlech kosa, kibalta b'chad zimna. Why, when they offered you a cup, did you accept it in the first offer? Omalu, misarv in l'kotim, ne misarv in l'godl. You can be misarv to a cotton. You can't be misarv to a godl. You're a godl. I'm not going to refuse to you. And Rashi brings the makor from the malochim. They were misarv to Loit, and they were not misarv to Avram Avinu. Now, Tosis rightly points out, hey, misarv in l'godl, why do you have to give it two different terutzim? When it comes to the pugayu, he said, kol mashem elcho b'chad say. And when it comes to the koiz, he said, "Amos Arvin, Amai di Yosef Apugaya." On the reason why he took the recliner right away, lo shachle me'mishum de Amos Arvin. Why? The yeshivas Pugaya dover gasus v'sroru. When it comes to the dover sroru, gasus and haughtiness, then you can't say, "Oh, Amos Arvin." No, then you have to say because kol mashem elcho balabaisa say, "Mashe enken v'lohoy lo leishiv ilam mishum kol mashem elcho balabaisa say." So he's saying a bigger side. Kol mashem elcho balabaisa say is stronger, and that's why he applied it to a place that's sroru and gasus, haughtiness. Mashenken, when it came to the offer of the drink, so I took it on the first shot because Amos Arvin l'godl. Now it's Yedua, maybe less Yedua, but if you look, I brought it with me, Shulchan Aruch. If you open up Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, in the Hakdoma of the Bi'ah Agro, from the sons of Rabbeinu Agro, Rabbi Yehuda Leib, and Rabbi Avram ben Agro, Avram and Rabbi Yehuda Leib, so they bring over here a few nekudas about the Goyin. Every word is unbelievable. They write over here, a Maisa. And they write like this, one Maisa. One Maisa says a lot. I'm going to say one hanhoga. Pam echad b'yosef b'derech, he was traveling. V'lecha tzal ish yosha hoylech. And he went to a person. V'lon eitzal ish yosha hoylech. V'erem nosam balabayza fun of lechol. They gave him to eat. V'yiftzigu lechol. And he said, eat, eat. V'yosem b'fiv, and he put it in his mouth, and it was spoiled food. V'yikion. And he had to vomit it. K'nis kalklat astam tuchtoi. V'yova balabayza, and the balabayza walked out. He didn't see that he vomited. U'motza kore shleim k'vitchiloi. So there was still food in there. He says, oh, eat. Vayiftoi soida pam, eat. Oh, you like it. Let me give you more. Vayechel echel vikin shuv, and he ate it again, and he vomited again. Vaosekein gimaloi dalet pomim. Vesholois echel migdoile talmidov amfusomim shoyimi badima badech. They asked him, Rabbeinu, madu mitzah nafshe, why be mitzah yourself? Kashaloi tuchal se ace, oiso ace lechel, you can, your stomach can't hold this. Veheshiv ala om Rabbeinu zichon levrocha. Ko ma shoyim lecha balabais asei. Whenever it says asei, afilu b'divrei soifrim, it means even a kleina drabonetchka. Shiuroi lekayim achetetz enafshoi. The goyin learned up every chazal. That's the godless in his akdoma, in his one little maisa. Ishken rabbi shemaisas. When chazal say asei, it means achetetz enafshoi. So the goyin continued eating, vomiting three times, four times, ready for mesilas nefesh. Unbelievable ma'isa. That's what it means. Every chazal, achetetz nafshoi. That was the godless of the goyin. This describes everything. But this small ma'isa in the Akdoma, half of a fella. So they continued. They asked him, my time, ashtise b'trei zimne, why did you drink it in two gulps, two sips? Omelu detanya, ashtise kosev vasachas, achese galgron. Someone drinks in one shot, it's like a lush, a galgron. Shnayim, two sips. Derech Eretz, that's already Derech Eretz. Shloisha migas yaruach, that's like already haughty. Take your time, take three sips on a cold drink. It's not a hot tea. So that's gas yaruach. So that's what he did it in two. My time, why don't you turn around your face? Amalu kalo ifeches paneo tanan. It says in our Mishnah, kala is dafka kala, and that's what Tosafot brings. Inami komashon dechayevus lapach. The kala is mechuyev to be hoifich paneo. Kedom begmoga kala tanan. A kala is mechuyev, but I'm not a kala, so I don't have to be hoifich. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. And a derech of a man is not to be hoifich. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi ikel levei Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi Yosi ben lekunya. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi came to the house of Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yosi ben lekunya. Yovelei kasa, they brought him a cup. Kable b'chazimni, he accepted it in one shot. He didn't refute it. V'shasi b'chazimni, he drank it in one shot. And before he said that if you do it in one shot, you're a gargaron, which means like a losh. Amgalei loy savale mara shoyse kosi b'asachas, okay, it's a gargaron. How do you drink it in one gulp? Omaluhu, everything depends. Everything is relative. You can have a big cup, you have a small cup. You can have a big guy and a small guy. A small little cup, if you have a whiskey glazel, there's nothing wrong with drinking it in one gulp. That's the norm. It's not relevant. Your cup is very small. Your wine is very sweet. Easy to drink in one gulp and swallow. And I'm very fat. And he was taka very fat. So mail for him. So Rashi brings, So Rashi learns this is not going on in Korban Pesach. Tosis says it is. Rashi is going on any time a shamash is serving a group of people. So nichnosim b'shloisha. Once three people enter, he can start serving. You know, sometimes you go into a restaurant and the waiter says, he doesn't want to serve yet. Wait till the rest of the group comes. No, he doesn't want to come twice. So, but by a shamash, once you have three there, nichnosim b'shloisha, he already has to start serving. Tosis says it's going on Korban Pesach. On Korban Pesach, as long as he let them know that we're on time, we're ready to start, so then you can serve already three and have to wait for the rest of the group to come. And one person, when he finishes, he can leave and exit, enough to worry about the shamash now having to serve individuals that takes them longer to eat. Now the Gemara says it's different conditions. The three that start is because it's a normal time to start. And they made up to come that time. The rest of the group didn't come yet. Doesn't mean you have to wait for them. And it's talking about that they let the shamash know that my derech is that we leave when we finish. We leave one by one. As soon as we finish, it's like this. You don't have to wait. You might have to wait and serve the other ones that are still eating. My derech is when I finish, I leave. Now, obviously, you have to. It's a more of a tircha to serve individuals and not together. So you have to pay for the tzchai domim. You have to add on a tip, so to speak, to the shamish. Va'achon v'tzorcha achon loisiv domim, and the achon has to be moisiv another tip because he's causing him to stay after hours. V'leisir skavose, but the halacha is not like that. And you don't have to give the extra tip. Zok Teisvus, Nichlosim B'Gimel, not like Rashi. Rashi says, B'nei Chabura Lava Pesach Koi. Zok Teisvus, Nichlosim B'Gimel, Pirosh Rach Chabura Shenimun Ala Pesach. Ubo Miktas Men B'Eis Shederach B'nei Odom Lechol. And the three came when the time that's normally to start eating. V'shikru Adayla, Pirosh Shamash L'Chapesachem, they search for Shamash, V'loim Motzon. And they search for the other people, they couldn't find him. In this kaptu rakshloisha oichles haPesach ve'en aleim lahamti nachivu kulam. According to Tosafot, it's the hemshach of the parak. It's going on Pesach. You don't have to wait for the rest. Aval pochus mishloisha, but it's less than three gathered yet. So then, Lloyd, then you can't start. Aval imoyim ukubotzim yachad v'yotzu v'nisachu v'hodubu dailu v'loim motzin afilu l'nishakak echod ein tzoch lahamti kemet shuroi shom v'yotzu. If they were there originally and they left, then you don't have to wait for the other ones to come. The last Tosafot in the parak, Omer Rabbeinu v'nosin domim ha'oichle Pesach v'les hils kavosei. This is talking about when he entered the time that they all entered and he let them know. Tomorrow we start a mitzvah, the new perek.